Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say good morning and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that we should enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Amen. And the Bible says that King David said that he'd rather be just a gatekeeper at the house of the Lord than anything else, because he was so thankful for God's presence and goodness in his life. I think it's amazing that when King David was handing over the throne to his son, you know, it's amazing that instead of telling him all these other things about the king's duties, what he emphasized to him was the relationship of God in his life. Amen? And so we want to be so thankful for the goodness of God, and we want to rest in him, rely on him. And this morning, we just want to worship the Lord and just experience what he has for us today. So thank you for being here, and let's just serve Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God.
We ready to worship the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. That was an intro of a new song that we're going to do last because we're not ready for it. So, sorry. Redo. Are we ready to praise the Lord this morning?
Yes. Woo!
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy.
Father, we just thank you, give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Yes, to break every chain, break every chain.
Sometimes we are warned about the things that are coming towards us, but we don't know what to do when they actually hit. And the Lord just wants to remind you, you're supposed to stand. You're supposed to put your hands up, and you're supposed to worship him anyway. Doesn't matter what it is that you're going through. You put your hands up, and you worship him anyway.
Amen.
Amen. So appropriate, Lord. For the song we're about to sing.
Yes.
Lord, you're so good to us.
Yes,
are we good?
Yes.
Okay, they said yes for you guys, so we're going.
Yes.
Sometimes you gotta run into the darkness, sing through the fire, praise when it don't make sense. Sometimes you gotta stare down the giant, worship from the lion's den. Sometimes you gotta be shouting from the mountain, louder in the valley, trusting that he's gonna get you there. Sometimes you gotta welcome the wonder, wait for the answer, praise with your hands in the air. I'll praise you anywhere. Praise, give you praise in the highest. Praise, give you praise in the highest. You are worthy. You are worthy of all of our praise. Sometimes you gotta stand on your shackles, cry out to heaven, shout till the door swings wide. Sometimes you gotta stand on your shackles, brave in the battle, worship with your hands held high.
Praise, give you praise, give you praise in the highest. Give you praise in the highest. Praise, give you praise, give you praise in the highest. You are worthy. You are worthy of all of our praise.
Hallelujah, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise anywhere. We're going to do that again because it went better in worship, in practice, but it's okay. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll give you praise. Amen. In the middle of everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is good.
It went perfect with that word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it did. Amen.
You got to praise him even when it don't look like it's going good.
Amen.
Amen. You got to praise him in the lowest part of your trial, of your tribulation.
Amen.
You got to praise him. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the biggest reason we want to do that is because the Lord is working on our behalf even when we can't see it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that when you're going through something, the Lord is always working to bring you to the other side. Amen? And sometimes things we go through, I'm telling you, we don't know why. We don't understand them. Amen? And I'll tell you, some of the challenges that we face in life, you may never have the full answer while we're on this side. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that while we're in this earth, we know in part, amen? And some things we just don't always have the answer to, and that's those areas where we just got to put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen?
Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, how many times have we had to do that?
Oh, a lot, baby.
Truly. How many times have you not known what comes with the next step?
Amen.
But you take the step anyway.
Amen.
Fear comes, but you take the step anyway because we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't fear at the things that we see. We rejoice in the knowledge that we know that he has already gone before us.
Amen.
He has led the way. All we have to do is follow him, and the victory has already been won. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. So we got the men's breakfast.
Amen.
Coming up this Saturday?
Yep.
Is it here or where is it?
I think we're just going to stay right here. Praise God.
Copycats.
We've been having a good... Hey, you stop that. We've been having a good time.
I know. We women have gotten the anointing out there. It gets going, and I don't blame you for wanting to be in our place. Amen?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Jesus.
And then the teens?
Yep. On the 23rd, coming up here on a Saturday at 4 o'clock, the teens are going to have a little get-together here. Praise God. And I'm sure they're going to have s'mores and games and good stuff going on. But it's just going to be a time for them to really bond together and have some time together, and it's going to be a blessing in the Lord. Amen?
Amen. And we've got other exciting stuff going on. I just don't know the dates. I have the dates written down somewhere. I just don't have them with me. We're going to have the Fall Fest for the church where we all get together and have fun, have stuff for the kids to do. And then we have got the pastor from Pakistan.
Yeah, Pastor John.
John.
And his wife.
Yes. What's his last name?
I can't
remember either. But pastor and them go to Pakistan, and they minister to thousands and thousands in the crusade. And the pastor of that church is coming here to minister. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited to have him here.
Amen.
You can't live in a country like Pakistan serving our God and not call it faith.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, I think it's interesting, too, because at moments like this, I want to remind you that the word, Jabed. I want to remind you that the Bible says that part of the return of the Lord requires the gospel to be preached throughout the entire world. And when we start seeing the gospel being able to preach in regions where people thought would never happen, you got to start understanding that the Lord is reaching those uttermost parts of the world. And I'm telling you that it's a sign for us to be looking up. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. And so I'm just encouraged, and I just really want to hear their faith and their perspective, you know, because one thing we forget that here in America, we're spoiled because, you know, we don't get shot, tortured, and all kinds of things for coming in on a Sunday to express our faith. I remember a few years back, I believe in the Philippines, there was a time where the pastors, you know, they'd have to go across open fields and stuff to get to their churches. And, buddy, they'd get shot just going to preach the gospel. And so we need to be thankful for the liberties that we have.
Amen.
And the goodness that we have to serve the Lord. Amen?
Amen. That's going to be on a Thursday night. Like I said, we'll get you the date for sure.
Amen.
Because we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
For sure.
Amen.
And then we're having our Christmas party on December 2nd. I believe it's the first Saturday of December. So whatever date that is, the first Saturday of December. We'll get you the time. We haven't got the time yet. But we always set that Saturday aside for our women's Christmas party. If you have not been, you need to come. That's
Amen.
All I'm going to say. We have a blast,
yes.
And you need to come.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
You guys will have fun.
Yes.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to go ahead and let the children and the teens go to class this morning, and they're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we're just going to take a few minutes here to talk for the offering today. And it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, And I want you to know that this is a time where they were given encouragement because people were coming into the church and they wanted them to be prepared ahead of time. And it says, therefore, in verse 5, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof you had noticed before that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you having all ways, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I just want to encourage you this morning that when you're doing your giving, make sure that your purpose in your heart, that you understand that God's aware of your giving. Remember, we looked the other day, and Jesus looked out and saw even a widow giving two mites, and he said that she had given much more than other people who had given physically more than her because of where she was at and the purpose in her heart and why she was giving. Amen? So we just want to make sure that when we give, that we are giving out of our relationship with God, that we're trusting him, we're believing him, we're sowing knowing that as we give, he's giving back to us. We're sowing knowing that he's rebuking the devourer on our behalf and that he's taking everything that we have and he's making it go beyond the natural with his touch on it. Amen? I'm telling you that God gives you favor. He opens doors. He does things on your behalf, moving and working with you all the time. And we need to make sure that our just hearts are purposed and that we give cheerfully knowing that we can trust God in this area in our life. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we give today, Father, I thank you that you're touching every one of us where we need your help, Father. Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that, Father, you're just helping us, whether it be with medical bills, Father God, whether it be, Father, anything at all, Father, needs that people have, Lord, I thank you that you're intervening, that you're meeting and helping, Father, and Lord, that you're rebuking the devourer on our behalf, Father God, that you're keeping us, protecting us, blessing us, Father. Lord, I thank you that your hand is on our life, Father, and Lord, I just thank you that as people give and use their faith, Father, if they sow a seed, Father God, believing you in a certain area, Father, that, Lord, you're faithful to meet them, Father God, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness, Father. Lord, I just thank you for touching us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is reflecting on life and saying some words here. And it says in verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Hallelujah. I want you to know that because we have salvation and because we have the purpose of God in us, you know, we have not only an encouragement, a requirement, not only the responsibility, but the empowerment of God to faint not on this journey. And it says here, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, condemning ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I want you to know something. That we should be thankful that the Word of God and that the goodness of the Word of God is revealed to us. Amen? And we should be so thankful that we can see the goodness of God, and that when God touched our hearts, that we were able to open our hearts up and say yes to the Lord. Praise God. You know, we should have a prayerful heart for those who are not saved. You know, if the Lord brings you across the path of people that are broken and unsaved, or if you have people, friends, associates, even family that you know of that is in a broken place, you know, the Lord is revealing that to you, that you would pray, that you would have grace, that you would fight the good fight of faith for them, that you would have your heart open to make sure that you are investing in others. Amen? And so I just want to encourage us today to make sure that we keep our heart open to the goodness of God and to what God has for us, in terms of not only being thankful for our salvation and recognizing how blessed we are because we have salvation and that the truth has been revealed to us, but also understanding that a part of our journey, remember the Lord says, when I make you a new creature, not only are you brand new in me, but I also make you a reconciler and an ambassador. I want you to know that you might not believe it, but there are people that come across your path because you, your testimony, your words, and who you are is going to help them open their life up to the Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I want you to know that we have a responsibility to walk in these things and to be accountable to these things. You know, it says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to know something. That preaching the word is not just from the pulpit. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, whether you recognize it or not, your life, your testimony, your actions, and who you are as a person preaches the word. I'm telling you that people are looking at you, even if they don't say it, your example, your faith, your stance in the middle of this thing called life is a preaching testimony to the goodness of God. Remember, the Bible says, don't let your light be hidden under a bushel. Let it shine. Well, what do I have to do to let it shine? You know, sometimes we think that we have to do all these things, but I want you to know something, that we don't need a big platform and a pulpit every time to preach the word of God. I want you to know that oftentimes the loudest preaching of the word is what you do on a day-to-day basis and who you are in the midst of people. Praise God. I got to tell you that more than once I've had people come And my response in the middle of the situation helped them with their faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that your response will help people with your faith. Amen? And when the Bible says, be instant in season and out of season, what that means is that, you know, you shouldn't be prepared just to be on your best behavior on Sunday morning church service. Hallelujah. It also means that, just like me, I can't just wait till Saturday to start looking in the Word to get a message for Sunday. I want you to know something, that the Word is given to me throughout the week, just in the process of living and doing my own study. When I study the Bible, I don't study the Bible for you, praise the name of the Lord. I study the Bible for my relationship with God. And out of that relationship, He sees me with things that happen to be good for us on a Sunday morning. I got to tell you, oftentimes when I'm reading the Word, I'm sitting there reading that Word, and the Lord's saying, Philip, this isn't just for you to preach on Sunday. This is for you, buddy. Praise the Lord. I need you to live it. I need you to walk it. I need this for you and your salvation. Amen? Now, I thank God for the gifting to be able to preach the gospel, but that's just a gift from God. I want you to know something, that my responsibility and your responsibility is to walk out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And that's why the Lord says, be instant in season and out of season. Amen? I don't want you to just start living right because you believe the Lord is coming soon. I want you to live right because that is who you are in Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. And I want you to know that whether it's our best moment or whether we're going through a difficult moment, rely on the Lord. Amen? In the middle of everything, rely on the Lord. You know, sometimes when you're having your most difficult times, and you might not even believe that it's a time for you to testify, or you're going through a season and you might be sick, you might not be at your best, and you're thinking, there's no way right now that I have a voice for the Lord. But I want you to know something, that sometimes in those moments is where you're speaking the most. I'll never forget one time I had to go pray for somebody, and I got to tell you something, I was not feeling the best. In fact, I had something wrong with me to where, you know, this big mouth wasn't speaking too loud. I mean, it's a miracle, right? My voice would be restricted, hallelujah. But I was saying, Lord, I don't know if I can even go pray for this person because I can hardly speak. And the Lord spoke to me and said, Philip, the anointing on your restricted voice, if you speak in the name of Jesus, has more power than if you could scream from a mountaintop. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that you need to understand how important it is for you to walk this thing called faith. And the Apostle Paul is speaking here, and it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. I want you to know something. This is why I cannot change the Word. Listen, I might have to tell you things that are uncomfortable. Praise God. I might have to tell you things that you don't like to hear, and I want you to know something, that when I preach the Word, I'm not just stepping on your toes, I'm stepping on my own toes, amen? But I want you to know something, that the Word of God is the Word of God. We can't change it, but we can be transformed by it, amen? We can't change it, but it can bring us to the place of victory and blessing. And we should embrace what the Word has to say. So I got to tell you something. If you're looking for me to adapt progressive ways of dealing with stuff, and if you're looking for me to accept everything in our culture today when it comes to preaching the gospel, I'm sorry, but I cannot comply. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, but I cannot change the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I cannot change who Jesus is. Amen? I want you to know that there's one Lord. His name is Jesus. I want you to know that any other God or any other serving of other gods is never going to get you to heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. I want you to know that I love everybody, but everybody's not my brother. Because if they don't want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I cannot align myself to their teaching, their doctrine, or their way of doing things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise Jesus. The Lord is good. It says here, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I want you to understand something, that I love this scripture because it shows us the epitome of what we're fighting for. I mean, we want to leave a good name on this earth, amen? I tell you what, we want to be known for our faith. We want to be known for levels of integrity. But I also want you to know this, that the biggest thing we want to be known for is that we never gave up and we never backed up. We want to be like Paul is here when he says, I have fought the good fight. Now let me encourage you, there's another place in the Bible that says fight the good fight. And what that lets us know is that if we can fight a good fight, we also must be able to fight a bad fight. Praise God. And I want you to know that fighting the good fight doesn't mean that you don't struggle. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have ever seen a fight like a boxing match, even the winner of that boxing match doesn't get through that battle without taking some blows. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And I want you to know something. Even in the journey of your faith, I wish it could be different, but there is a price to be paid, just like Jesus couldn't give us salvation without going to the cross. And I want you to understand something, that even in this journey called faith, there are going to be days, there's going to be hardships, there's going to be fights, there's going to be battles, there's going to be difficulty, there's going to be time when you might even question where you're standing in your faith. Woo! There might be times where you struggle with even the idea of continuing your journey. And I want you to know something, that the Lord would speak to you every time. Don't you dare give up, because in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't give up when you feel weary. Amen. Remember that the Lord says that he will come upon us and strengthen us and renew our strength. He will call us to mount up, praise God. But I think it's incredible here, because this man of God is saying, I have fought the good fight. Praise God. I pray that we can look back and reflect on our life and say, I have fought the good fight. You know, when I think about him saying this, I remember that at some times, he was going into places to declare the gospel when he knew he could be oppressed, even beaten. One place he got stoned, praise God, and they stoned him so bad, which means he was bleeding, bruised, and left on the ground, and they didn't even think he was breathing. But thank God the Lord healed him. He rose up, and what's amazing is, what did he do the very next day when he was restored? He preached the gospel. Praise God. I want you to know something, that sometimes when you have went through things, whether it's sickness, whether it's bad financial situations, difficult relationships, whatever it is, when you've gone through those things and you stood up on the other side, I want you to know something, that sometimes you've preached the gospel louder than you ever could. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I have fought the good fight, therefore laid up for me. I want you to know something, that each and every one of you is on a journey that even as Christians will come across times of discouragement, disappointment, and difficulty. And in the middle of those times, we need to remember that this, it says in the Bible, the light afflictions, which is in no way to demean what we're going through, because the Bible's very clear that these times are difficult. But it's just saying, don't allow the difficulties of this life to ever forfeit your faith, that you let go of the fact that the long-term destiny is that when I finish here, I'm going to heaven. Praise the Lord. When I finish here, I'm going to be refreshed. I'm going to be restored. I'm going to walk right into the goodness of God, and I'm going to experience life on the other side. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I think about the disciples at this time when they were on that water and they were struggling, and I'm sure fear was overtaking them, and they said, man, the Lord even told us to get on this boat and go to the other side. Why would he send us in this storm that we're not going to make it through? And then here he comes walking on the water, calms the storm, and they get to the other side, just like he promised them from the beginning. Amen? And I want you to know something, that you will get to the other side. I have kept the faith. Praise God. I pray that one thing we can say is that we have kept the faith. And we want to keep that faith right up to that last moment. Amen? Praise God. You know, there's things in the Bible that are difficult to hear, but it says in the Bible that it's appointed once for us to die. Woo, praise the Lord. But you know what it says? That once we die, it's not the end. Because then we have to go to the judgment seat, amen? Remember, Jesus told his disciples when they came back and they were fired up, they said, Lord, we did this in your name. Even the devils were subject to us. We cast them out in your name. And boy, it was powerful. And it said that Jesus did rejoice with them, but you know what else he said? He said, now remember, guys, in all this that you're doing, be thankful. It's true. It's a blessing. It's goodness. It's reflecting the goodness of our Father in heaven. He said, but remember that it's more important for you to remember who has the right to make the decision at the time of departure from this earth on where you'll be. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I just tell you frankly that when I studied this out and was preaching it at home, I didn't know that we were going to get into some of these things that we're discussing this morning, but I know for a fact that this is the Lord speaking to us. Praise the Lord. In this time in which we live, all the things going on around us, you know what? We need not get distracted, because the Bible says that if we pray and if we follow him, that even in this world that we're living in, we can live a good and peaceful life. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. And I want you to know something, that the Lord will be with us, strengthening us and helping us at every moment of this thing called life. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I just want to encourage you today, to finish our course. Remember, the Bible doesn't say that he's just the author, but it says he's the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible also says this, I'm confident in this. He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to finish it. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for, God, your commitment to us. Amen? That you faint not, that you change not. In fact, it says in Psalms 138, in the day when I cried, you answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then it says in verse 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. I want you to know something, that you are the works of the Lord's own hand. And when it says here that the Lord will perfect that which concerns us, listen, that doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect. Praise the name of the Lord. What it means here when you look it up in translation is the Lord will complete that which concerns us. Amen? Says that here in another scripture. I want to go over here and read something to you. And I'm going to go right back to 2 Timothy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, yes. I want to read something to you in 2 Timothy chapter 2. It says this, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. I want you to know something. The Bible says endure hardness. Ooh. Remember another scripture says, count it all joy when you go through tribulations. In other words, I want you to know something. We would not even know that we had faith unless we had to use it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. But the use of faith will confirm the goodness of God in our life. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's called us to be a soldier. He's called us to endure hardness. In fact, it says he's called us to be at war with some things. No man that warreth entangle himself in the cares of this world. Remember in one scripture it says that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent must take it by force. What does that mean? Does that mean that you go out and physically think you're fighting devils and praise God? No, it means that you stand strong in the midst of adversity, and you don't give up even when your faith is tried. Praise God. Even when you don't see everything change in your timeline, you don't quit, you don't give up, and you don't stop. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen. I want to go right over here, and it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, it says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child you hast known the holy scriptures, And that may not have been your experience, but that was his experience right here. It says, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, by instruction in righteousness. You know what? I want you to know something that I pray when I preach the word of God to you, that it is encouraging, that it builds your faith. But I also want you to know that when I'm preaching this gospel, it's not just to try to make you feel good. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Here it says that the word is for doctrine, for reproof. In other words, rebuke, construction, correction, fixing. That's what the word of God is for. It's not just to pat you on the back and make you feel good every day. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. But when the gospel is preached with the anointing, it will encourage. It will strengthen. It will bring you to a place where you are fortified and where you can go forward and do what God has for you. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. And then it says here again that it's good for instruction in righteousness, that the man, and when it says this in the Bible, when it speaks of the man of God here, it's speaking to all mankind. Amen? So I want you to know that it means both a man and a woman. It means that a child of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that word perfect does not mean perfection in a way that we think of. It means that you can be complete. We can be complete and we can be furnished for all good works. Remember, the Bible says this, that don't faint in your day of adversity. Because if you do, it means your strength is small. Doesn't mean that you weren't able to overcome. It means that we did not spend time with the Lord being prepared so that when tough days come, they can't defeat us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more we put it in us, the more we will be prepared, and the more we will be ready. Praise the name of the Lord. Before we go on, I got to go to a tough place in the scripture because I just want to share something with you because I want you to know that sometimes things don't work out our way. Hallelujah. And I want to get to a moment where John the Baptist, who was the preacher of the gospel that declared the goodness of the Lord and talked about him coming and was the one who got to baptize him and just saw many great things happen, and he ended up in prison. And they were going to put John the Baptist to death. Whew. And I just want to share something with you. And it says in Matthew chapter 11, it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed to go teach, and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. In other words, the Lord was sending a message to John the Baptist that he may not see the outcome here on this earth that he was looking for. He might not see everything happen that he was looking for. But Jesus said, blessed is the one who's not offended in me. Amen. I want you to know something, that when my mother, God rest her soul, went home to be with the Lord, there were some things I still wanted to see. There were some things I still wanted to do with her. But also got to tell you something, that when she went home to be with the Lord, I had to come to a point where I said, whew, you know what? I can't bring her back. I can't finish those things that I thought weren't done yet. But one thing I can do is run this race to my finish line so I can end up where she is. Praise the name of the Lord. And here, the Lord is just saying, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. I want you to know something, that just because everything doesn't happen exactly the way you want it, in the timing you want it, and just because we don't always get the outcomes and the results that we thought we were going to see, I want you to never let go of your faith or be offended in the goodness of the Lord. Amen? Because he is faithful. He will bring us through, and he will bring us out on the other side. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to go here to the book of John for a minute and share a very popular story with you. Praise the Lord. John chapter 14, verse 5, and this is where the Lord had an experience with the woman at the well. And it says in John chapter 4 that first of all, he felt a strong desire that he needed to go through Samaria to get where he was going. And Samaria was a city that didn't get along well with the Jews, and oftentimes they would go around it and avoid it. But Jesus felt the need to go right into it and right through it. And it says in verse 5, then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. In other words, natural things and those physical things that we experience will never give us the completeness of fulfillment. But so whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Remember, I want to keep reminding us that we are not in this life for the moment, but we're in this life for all eternity. Amen? The woman says unto her, him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that saidest thou truly. Wow. You know what I love about this story? Is that Jesus reveals to us that no matter where we're going through in life, no matter what brokenness we've been through, and no matter where we're at when we meet him, he's ready to intercede in that moment and help us from there forward. Praise God. And I love this story because Jesus is dealing with someone who people didn't think that he would even want to deal with. She even said to him, "You being a Jew, why are you talking to me who are from Samaria?" And here's what's so crazy is we need to remember that even when we get to these moments in this journey where we think that we have experienced things that we cannot recover from, and even when we're in these moments where we see that life is so hard, that's the perfect time to reach towards him because he will give us that which is beyond this. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! The woman saith unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father, but ye worship ye know not what." We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him, and is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know what? I want you to understand something. You can always go to the Lord with an open heart. In fact, that's the only way to go to him, amen? He can see it all anyway, amen? So we need to make sure that when we worship the Lord, we do it with an open, sincere heart, and that we seek him in the fullness of who he was. The woman saith unto him, "I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things." Jesus saith unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." I love it how the Lord took the time to walk her through the place till she could see who he really was. I want you to know something. The Lord will continue to reveal himself to you until you receive the fullness of who he is. Amen? Wherever you're at today, keep on the journey of faith, and you will walk into the fullness of who the Lord is. Amen? Woo! Then his disciples came, and they were amazed that he was talking to her. And I think it's amazing because the lady left that moment, and it says that she went and began to tell everybody in the city to come and see who it was that told her everything about her own life. Amen? And with that, I want to go right here to Psalms 37. In verse 1, and it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." I want you to know something. Ooh, I got to throw a little bit of something on here just for a moment. You know, when the Bible says that the Lord will give you the desires of his heart, I hope that we don't always look that in the natural sense. Because in the natural sense, we think, well, if I serve the Lord, he'll give me everything I want. But really what it's saying is that if we serve the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, when we serve him, he starts to impact our heart, change our old desires, and move us in the desires that are pleasing to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I've heard it preached that other way. Oh, the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, just serve him. He'll give you everything. Let me tell you something, that the Lord will give you everything. Everything you need, everything from him, but he's also going to cause you to have changes come into your heart so that you don't walk down paths that are not right for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know many who the desire of their heart used to be to just go get drunk on a Friday night. But the Lord gave them a new desire to step completely away from alcohol, because not only was it not good for them, but it's not good for their relationship with the Lord. And they had the Lord touch them and tell them, leave that stuff alone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, one reason I would never take a drink is because if someone saw me drinking, immediately, whether you want to or not, you'll associate that person with, how could they say they're a Christian? Praise the name of the Lord. It's true. It's true. Praise God. You know, the Bible says that the man of God said this, all things might be available to us, but not all things are expedient. I want you to know something. There are things that I'd rather give up on this earth because I want to make sure that I don't ever jeopardize my opportunity to see Jesus. Amen? And I don't want something controlling me that makes me act in a way that's different than I'd act when I had a clear, sober mind. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. It's a good way so that you don't have to regret some statements that you made. Good way that you don't have to regret some actions that you took. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's delight ourselves in the Lord and let him give us the desires of our heart. Let him give us visions and dreams. Praise the name of the Lord. And I also want to encourage you, even if you have visions and dreams of the Lord that are right and they're not fulfilled yet and they haven't come to pass in the time and the way that you thought they were, don't give up. Don't quit. Go to him and let him help you, because he will fulfill those things that are promised. Amen? Praise the Lord. Bible says what? The promises of God are yes and amen. Woo! And the ultimate promise that we don't want to forget and that I want to remember to emphasize today is that we want to finish this course and know what's laid up for us. Remember, he said, laid up for me is this, but not just for me, but everybody. That is in pursuit of the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just going to reference this. I have it written down, but I'm not going to go to it. But there's a scripture that says that when we've put our hand to the plow, let's not look back. Praise God. I want you to know something, that it says that if you put your hand to the plow and look back or turn back, that you're not going to receive the kingdom of God. Uh-oh. Once we're on this journey, let's stay on it. Let's continue to move forward. Let's go. Let's have the Lord help us. Let's have him help us through every step of it, because he will bring us through this journey successfully, and we will get to the other side, and we will fulfill, and we will complete. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you today. Fight the good fight. Finish your course. Let God be with you every step of the way. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you and declare your goodness today, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even in this life that is not always easy, we can look to you, Father. Lord, at moments where we don't understand, Father, at moments where life is difficult, at moments where we see things that, God, are just opposite of what we expected to happen, Lord, we can lean on you, Father. And you can give us peace. We can lean on you and you will help us get through. The Bible says that times of refreshing will come from the Lord. That you will strengthen us, Father. Lord, I thank you that the Bible declares that one time your disciples, some of them were thrown in prison, beaten, suffered through things for your name. And when they got free, Lord, they ran right back to you and said, Father, Lord, refresh us, strengthen us, that we can rise up with a new boldness, Lord God. And I just pray right now, Father, that a refreshing would come upon us, Father. Strength, joy, peace, a new boldness would rise up in us, Father. Refresh us, Lord, and strengthen us. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was wondering about that, if we would have prayer requests today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Tiffany before you right now, Father. And God, we curse this disease, Father. Lord, we speak to these blood clots, Father. Lord, we speak to her lungs, to her legs, Father. And Lord, we just ask you for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I command every symptom, every side effect, Father God, every issue to go in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just speak healing over Tiffany right now, Father, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray grace over her and her family, God. Give them strength and peace during this time, Father, and help them in every way. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we just put Donna before you right now, Father God. And Lord, we speak over this blood issue, Father. Lord, we speak that this will be discovered, that the root of this issue would be revealed and healed, Father. Strengthen her, Father, and heal her right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And I just feel the goodness of God today. Amen. He's with us every step. Hallelujah. Refreshing, strengthening us. You know, I want to remind you that sometimes we forget even the simple things, that in him we live and breathe and have our very being. You know, sometimes breath comes upon us every day and we breathe every day and we forget that we would not be breathing without the grace of God to give us that breath and that life. Amen? Hallelujah. Let the Lord strengthen you today. Be encouraged and thank you for being here. God bless you. I'll be here to pray with whoever needs prayer today. And also, we're having a great event today. Woo! Here in the church. So we need some help setting up some chairs. So if anybody, or some tables. So if anybody could help us do that right after, that would be great. God bless you.